everybody. I'm Bill Buckmaster. Welcome to the Buckmaster Show. It is Tuesday, even though it feels like it is Monday, but it is Tuesday. I checked the calendar a few moments ago, the 29th of May, 2012, and I hope you had a wonderful and memorable Memorial Day weekend. This is a big week for us on the Buckmaster Show as we celebrate on Friday 1 year on the home of the Buckmaster Show, AM 1030 KVOI, Tucson's intelligent voice, a voice with a big reach. After all, we are Southern Arizona's most powerful news talk station. We live stream the show on my website, buckmastershow.com, and at kvoi.com. You can hear our programs on one of three websites, 24/7 anywhere in the world. My website again, buckmastershow.com, tucsoncitizen.com carrying our program, and tucsonsentinel.com as well. We are live Monday through Friday, noon to 1. We will launch this edition of the Buckmaster Show with a newsmaker interview with State Representative Ted Vogt. And Representative Vogt, I wanted him to come on the program today because he had a very productive legislative session in terms of bills that he sponsored actually being signed into law by the governor. And after all, that is one of the goals of lawmakers, to get actual legislation into law. 20 minutes past the hour, it's the Tuesday Moneymaker Report. Certified financial planner Shelley Fishman will join us. 30 minutes past the hour, Dr. Mark Sykes, he heads up the Tucson-based Planetary Science Institute, will get the latest on that historic step forward last week of private industry in space. And 45 minutes past the hour, the legendary folklorist Big Jim Griffith joins me in studio with Dr. Maribel Alvarez, Tucson Meet Yourself Program Director and folklorist at the UA Southwest Center. They have some very good news about the future of Tucson Meet Yourself. And you can call us anytime on the Buckmaster Show live line 790-2040. We also take email questions at buckmastershow.com or submit them using the Buckmaster Show Facebook page. State Representative Ted Vogt is with me in studio. Representative, good to see you.
Good to see you, Bill. And congratulations on a year.
Yeah, hey, the year went so fast, and my producer, Rosemary Brandt, has a big smile on her face because I told her shortly before the show today that I will be bringing in a very one of my favorite cakes, a marble cake we can look forward to, with just the numeral one on it,
that's
for
great.
Buckmaster One. There we go. Thank you for the kind words, and congratulations to you. You had quite a few pieces of legislation that wound up on the governor's desk, and she signed, I guess, most of them.
Most of them. I would say the total tally was about 10.
Wow.
So it was a very busy legislative session, not only with legislation, but some of the other things up there as well. So,
what were you very pleased about being signed in law, some of these pieces?
Well, I'll tell you kind of the two biggest pieces that I'm most pleased with. One was allowing the Board of Pharmacy, the State Board of Pharmacy, to transfer up to $1 million a year to the Southern Arizona Poison Control Center, operated out of the University of Arizona.
They do a great job.
It's incredible. They service every county except Maricopa, and they actually have taken calls from servicemen and women over in Iraq and Afghanistan about envenomation. So it's really a jewel down here.
And there was, as I recall, a few years ago, there was some real danger that's when we're having our very difficult budget at times, that center would be closed.
Absolutely. And that was, you know, I really got to hand it to the staff over there. They kind of brought this issue up and talked about possible solutions because they realized the dire financial straits that the state was in, and they came up with this creative solution. And, you know, I'm very glad it worked out as well as it did.
And the medical school?
Medical school, I ran a bill to get additional funding for, I don't know if many people down here know this, but the U of A Medical School has a expansion campus up in Phoenix. And they've built state-of-the-art facilities, and it's going to go online this July. But they needed the funding for additional faculty so they can start graduating more of those. And I was able to, with that legislation, get it into the budget for which the governor did sign.
Yeah, and you were in the news for on several pieces of legislation on tort reform. Mm-hmm. You are an attorney, and you wanted to kind of clean up the legal system. You had a few small victories in that regard?
Had a few small victories. You know,
you were still able to walk into your law office without being kicked out.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, it's in everybody's best interest to have the most efficient judicial system, and especially when it comes to torts in our civil judicial system. It needs to be efficient. You want to make sure that people who are injured are being properly compensated, but not overcompensated, and you want things to be resolved in as quickly as possible. So, you know, got a couple of small victories through, for instance, making it a little bit easier for victims of fraudulent lawsuits to go after and get their attorney's fees. But some of the bigger pieces of legislation, such as allowing a jury to hear whether or not some of the alleged compensatory damages that a plaintiff has have even been picked up partially or in whole, by insurance.
What was the big issue, do you think, out of this, or what was the marquee issue that came out of this session?
I will say it is the budget, and it's the economy, and quite frankly, it really is the Arizona turnaround. When you look at the state and what we faced 2 and 3 years ago, in terms of per capita, we were about the hardest hit or the second hardest hit from this economic downturn, and with the signing of this budget, we've had a balanced budget and we'll have a balanced budget at least out to the year 2014, and we're starting to see the jobs come back. Arizona went from last year to this year from number 36 in terms of new job creation to number 8. The two-prong approach that the Republican legislature took, which was one, we need to balance the budget and we need to create an environment where businesses will move in and help us grow out of this. And I really think we've hit our stride.
State Representative Ted Vogt is with us. We're talking about the legislative session. He was very successful in getting bills not only to the governor's desk, but for the governor to sign them. Now, I'm confused, and a lot, I'm sure our listeners are, about these new districts. It's going to take a little time to figure out. You're now in what is known as Legislative District 10.
Correct.
And how does that compare with your current district?
Legislative District 30 is portions of three counties. It's very large. It's sort of half and half, half rural, half urban. So we've got the northern half of Santa Cruz County, Cochise County insofar as Sierra Vista, and then the eastern part of Pima County. The District 10 is a totally Tucson-centric district. It's half of what was Legislative District 28, which is around the university. So essentially, it runs from Campbell all the way out to Houghton, and then pretty much from Valencia.
Sort of the far east side.
It is. It's from Campbell out, and it takes up the east part, including the Tancredi Valley.
This then presents an interesting challenge for you as a Republican. Now that district will lean Democratic.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It will.
Yeah.
About 3.5%. But, you know, I feel confident with the record that I've amassed at the legislature that that's going to play well in this district. It's still about the economy. And when you look at how the Arizona economy is coming back, and you just have to look over to California and see what could have happened, I think it's going to play well in this district.
And at this point, it looks like you would move on to the certainly to the general, because you will be facing it's the top two vote getters.
Correct.
And Todd Clodfelter will be the other Republican that you will have on the ballot for the primary.
Yes. I haven't heard of anybody else, but tomorrow is the filing deadline.
Is it tomorrow?
Tomorrow is the filing deadline where you have to turn in your petition. So we'll have a good idea of who's going to be running and whether or not they've made it onto the ballot, at least for the primary.
Ted Vogt is with us, state representative. He is an attorney, and he will give us now some of his views on 1070, which the U.S. Supreme Court heard, and we are expecting, from what I'm hearing, June, maybe late June. So we may know within a few weeks on 1070.
As a matter of fact, the Supreme Court has to file all their decisions by June 30th. So we will know by next month. And I think the key component of 1070 is going to be upheld, and that is that states do have an inherent right to deal with these border issues and these immigration issues, provided that they don't go beyond what the federal government has set as sort of the standard. So I think that main component is going to be upheld.
And will any of the components be tossed out, in your opinion?
I think there will be a question of whether or not some of the fines that the legislation sort of imagine that if you violate this law, not only have you violated the federal law, but you are now going to be fined by the state. So that could be struck. But I think the main idea of 1070 will be upheld. And I actually think that we will see that it might not even be that close. It's not going to be a unanimous decision, but I think you might see only two or three justices dissenting.
What is your take on the Ron Barber and Jesse Kelly race?
I'm very optimistic. I think that Jesse has been running a very good campaign, and I think that he can win this one, and I'm hoping that he does, because it is about the issues, and we've got a stark vision of the future, and I think that Jesse's on the right side of the issues, and he's doing a great job campaigning. So I'm hopeful.
Are you surprised that Gabrielle Giffords and her astronaut husband, Mark Kelly, have not been involved in this campaign? A lot of people are wondering why they have not been actively campaigning for Ron.
Well, I think it sounds like she kind of did her work behind the scenes. She really wanted Ron Barber, and, I do hope that she's concentrating on her recovery. She has made leaps and bounds in recovery, and it's just amazing to watch. And, I wish her and her husband nothing but success, and we'd love to see her come back just, fully restored. But it really does sound like, she kind of endorsed Ron early on and cleared the field for him, and that makes a huge difference.
And are you hearing that Martha McSally will stay on the sidelines if Jesse Kelly becomes then the incumbent? Or is she going to run against an incumbent?
I haven't heard either way, but I think right now everyone's just focused on trying to get Jesse across that finish line, and I think he's going to do it. He's been running a great campaign.
So you say the issue definitely in this legislative race is going to be the economy.
Absolutely. It's the economy from the lowest level of government all the way up to the federal government. And I think that you can look around and see that there have been different ways to approach this. I say the Arizona legislature has done the right thing, and we've got the numbers to prove it. We're number 8 in terms of new job creation. There was a bunch of CEOs, 650 of them, ranked Arizona as number 10 as the best states to do business. So, and our housing market's beginning to turn around. And, that was key to our recovery.
And the critics would say, though, and the Democrats, on the backs of education.
Well, that's certainly what they're going to say. But, when you look at the lengths we went to preserve education, to mortgaging the capital so we could absorb some of those cuts, we've done everything we can, and I think we've been successful in protecting education. And we've now, as a matter of fact, this last budget, we invested about $200 million more into education.
State Representative Ted Vogt, thank you for spending some time with us this day after Memorial Day. Thanks a lot. Have a great week.
You too, and congratulations again on 1 year.
Thank you very much, Ted. Thanks a lot. Coming up now on 12:18 on the Buckmaster Show, Shelley Fishman will join us next with the Tuesday Money Maker Report.
For 5 years, the RTA has been delivering our promise to you, finishing over 400 projects, including 5 major roadways, with more than a dozen projects underway, including the modern streetcar in downtown Tucson. Please use caution and obey all traffic signs. The RTA has ongoing support of expanded SunTran, SunVan service, SunExpress, and SunShuttle neighborhood service. Your tax dollars create jobs and make travel around our region faster and safer. The RTA, delivering our promise to you.
Hi, this is Al Zaragoza, the voice of Culligan Water in Southern Arizona. You know the benefits of soft water, right? Softer laundry, softer skin, hair, and spot-free glasses. And once you have soft water, you can't live without it. But did you know a Culligan High Efficiency Water Softener saves up to 46% on water, salt, and energy compared to a time clock water softener? Now that's efficient. A Culligan High Efficiency Water Softener really is the world's most efficient water softener. So put it to work in your home and start saving today. It virtually ends hard water spotting throughout your entire home, from your glasses to the shower doors. In fact, it makes all your high-efficiency appliances work better and last longer too, like your dishwasher and washing machine, even your water heater. A Culligan High Efficiency Water Softener delivers real soft water and real savings. Call Culligan Water at 792-9700. 792-9700. Culligan, better water, pure and simple.
Two of the world's largest pharmaceutical giants, Roche's Ventana Medical Systems and Sanofi, know where bio works. It works at Innovation Park in Oro Valley, one of the 10 best towns for families, according to Family Circle magazine. Bioscience and bioindustry working together at Innovation Park with 275 acres of inspiring environment ready for biodevelopment. Learn more about where bio works at innovationparkaz.com. Vero Amore restaurants are known as the place for fresh and healthy pizzas, pastas, paninis, salads, and more. Every flavorful dish is handcrafted using the finest local and imported ingredients available. Vero Amore's award-winning wood-fired pizzas, certified authentic by the world-renowned Verace Pizza Napolitana Academy, is pizza perfection. Vero Amore, North Swan at Camp Lowell, and in Marana at Dove Mountain, and on the web at veroamorepizza.com and on Facebook.
Splendido at Rancho Vistoso in Oro Valley is a very special place, offering a continuum of healthcare in a resort atmosphere. Splendido received two 2007 Best of 50 Plus Housing Awards from the National Association of Home Builders for overall best continuing care retirement community and interior design. Splendido offers priority access to on-site assisted living, skilled nursing, and memory support care if ever needed. Find out more at SplendidoTucson.com.
Dragonfly Village is in the midst of a capital campaign to build a 12-building village on a portion of the Amity Foundation's Circle Tree Ranch to reunite children in need with their families. Upon completion, the village will have housing for 100 families annually. Please be a part of making the Dragonfly Village dream a reality. Find out more at dragonflyvillage.org. That's dragonflyvillage.org.
Inside Pyramid Federal Credit Union, customer service is what we do. Outside, community service is who we are. Inside, we help generations achieve their financial goals. Outside, we help those in need. We reach out to our members. We reach out to our community. Because Pyramid Federal Credit Union is passionate about one thing, people. Pyramid Federal Credit Union, improve your financial life.
Shelley Fishman, CFP, is a financial services professional located at Pyramid Federal Credit Union. The opinions voiced on this program segment are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult with your financial advisor or tax advisor prior to investing.
And it is time for the Tuesday Moneymaker Report with certified financial planner Shelley Fishman, who joins us on the Buckmaster Show live line because Shelley is involved at a presentation for some investors today. Shelley, how are you today?
I'm well, Bill, and happy anniversary.
Thank you very much. It is anniversary week on the Buckmaster Show. What is the message, Shelley, that is being presented today to your friends at this meeting?
Well, the basic message being presented today is that interest rates are low and are going to stay low, and inflation is running higher than interest rates, so that with all of the money that is on the sidelines earning essentially zero or less than 1%, that kind of, if you will, safe positioning is actually taking a loss every day. And so the message today is to try to find better ways to use your money than to simply leave it in a savings account, which is the equivalent these days of putting it under your pillow.
There are ways to be safe. I suppose there are ways, a better word maybe, there are ways to be a cautious investor without keeping all the cash under the mattress.
You bet. There are lots of ways that you can maintain liquidity and at the same time maintain a high degree of safety and low volatility without being, if you will, NCUA insured or FDIC insured. There are very safe investments, some that are guaranteed by insurance companies, some that are safe just by the nature of the companies that issue those investments, AA and AAA companies, for instance, issuing bonds that are paying, you know, at least twice the interest rates that you could get at a bank.
You know, the May, this has been a tough May for the market. I think last report for the year, what, are we up about 2.5%, something like that?
Yeah, you know, what was a very nice steady rise through the first quarter took a tumble in May, and now we're back to the kind of volatility we saw last year.
And why is that, Shelley? Why have we returned to the volatility of last year?
Well, I think what people are realizing is that the essentials, the basics of the market, could not support the upward movement without, you know, kind of easing back a little bit and taking a look at where the market could reasonably go given an economy that is moving very slowly. And so I think that's the major reason. But what you see on a daily basis, Bill, is, you know, kind of the reason du jour, a headline that says, you know, the Greeks are going to default. No, the Greeks aren't going to default. The Chinese are slowing down all the way to 8%. No, the Chinese are going to stimulate. So you get these countervailing arguments on a day-to-day basis, and that seems to either promote or stimulate or spook the markets. And when the markets are oversold as they are or they were at the beginning of May, anything that seems to look like a headwind has a tendency of kind of having a leveraged effect on that market, either up or down, and that creates volatility.
And luckily, the volatility hasn't gotten us into the big drop, the big swings that we would see last year, 400 and 500 points.
No. What we saw going into the summer last year was a major correction. Normally, you don't get corrections like that every year. You see corrections when the market gets overbought or oversold. Right now, I think, you know, the market is about where it needs to be. We're up, you know, a little bit today. I think we need to see how Europe works its way through. I think the news today that China, the Chinese Central Bank, was going to do some more stimulating to see if it could put a stop to some of the slowdown in the emerging market economies, and the possibility, the large possibility, that the elections in Greece, I think they're the 17th of June, don't hold me to that, but it's right around there, appear, at least from the polls, to be favoring parties that will agree to some of the, you know, more stringent cutbacks that the Greeks had to agree to in order to get the loan guarantees from the European community. I think all of that is giving the market a little bit of confidence right now.
Certified financial planner Shelley Fishman is with us. This is the Tuesday Moneymaker Report on the Buckmaster Show. What are some of your friends that you are meeting with today? What are some of their questions? What are the concerns that these investors have, Shelley?
Well, one of the concerns is always about the value of the dollar and inflation. What happens when the Fed prints money? People don't seem to understand. I mean, there's a concern that if the Fed is printing money, it automatically means that we go into an inflationary cycle. And so that's one of the concerns that people have expressed and asked questions about. The other is, you know, if that happens, what does it do to American buying power in America? And those are the kinds of questions that I think I heard most from this particular audience.
Shelley Fishman is with us. And Shelley, again, a certified financial planner is what? Someone asked me that the other day.
Well, it's a person who has gone through about 18 credits of postgraduate work toward getting the certification, and then a 10-hour exam, which is no fun at all. and 30 continuing credits every 2 years, and a pledge that you will act in a fiduciary, or take a fiduciary responsibility for your clients. And for me, that's the biggest thing, because it changes the way you do business.
Where do folks get a hold of Shelley Fishman?
At Pyramid Federal Credit Union, 795-7950.
And, of course, there is a live link on the BuckmasterShow.com website. Shelley, have a great week.
Bill, you too. And congratulations again.
Thank you very much. Shelley Fishman.
The opinions voiced in this program segment are for general information only and are not necessarily those of LPL Financial, Pyramid Federal Credit Union, or this station. Shelley Fishman, CFP, is a financial planner located at Pyramid Federal Credit Union. Securities and insurance products offered through LPL Financial and its affiliates. Member FINRA. Pyramid Federal Credit Union is not a registered broker-dealer, nor is it affiliated with LP Financial.
SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. The White House says it remains opposed to military action in Syria, saying that would only lead to more bloodshed in the country. Mitt Romney is spending the day in Colorado and Nevada, but by the end of the evening, Texas should give him the delegates he needs to clinch the Republican presidential nomination. Rescue workers going through the rubble of Italy's latest deadly earthquake they found the bodies of two workers in a collapsed factory. That raises the death toll to at least 17. The National Weather Service is warning of possible flash flooding as Beryl makes its way out to sea, still bringing a lot of rain to the coast of the southeast. On Wall Street, the Dow is up about 104 points, the NASDAQ ahead 27, the S&P trading 12 points higher. More details at srnnews.com.
The RTA, delivering our promise to you during the past 5 years, completing over 400 projects, including 5 major roadways. Projects underway include the modern streetcar in downtown Tucson, Cold Road Extension to Sabino Canyon Road, and Speedway from Camino Seco to Houghton. Please watch for workers and obey all traffic signs. Your tax dollars create jobs and make travel in our region faster and safer. The RTA, delivering our promise to you.
Noble Hops Gastro Pub is for people who revere their beer and their food. Noble Hops specializes in high-quality, delicious food and offers an impressive, ever-changing selection of handcrafted beers from around the world with more than 24 on tap. Noble Hops, a pub for foodies at the southeast corner of La Canada and Lambert in Oro Valley, and always on the web at noblehopspub.com and on Facebook.
For more than 40 years, Pima Community College has helped our citizens realize their dreams, prepare for meaningful employment, improve their quality of life, and create a better community. We haven't done it alone. Your continuing investment in and support of education has made it possible for us to prepare hundreds of thousands of Southern Arizonans for jobs. Today's Pima Community College students will be tomorrow's firefighters, nurses, police officers, teachers, and small business owners, the backbone of a literate, prosperous, thriving Tucson and Pima County. During these extraordinarily tough times, our funding is in serious jeopardy. And as budgets get even tighter, we'll have to cut back services just when people need us the most. So please support us in our ongoing effort to build a better tomorrow. Help us provide the education and resources that the people of Pima County need today. For more information, contact us at 206-4500 or visit us on the web at pima.edu. Pima Community College, developing our community through learning.
There are a million people in metropolitan Tucson, and they have a million stories to tell. That's why there is TucsonCitizen.com, the voice of Tucson. Nearly 100 citizen journalists and bloggers, including the Buckmaster Show, report the news and provide perspective, opinion, and information about everything from local politics to the Arizona Wildcats. Visit TucsonCitizen.com today to read what you can't find in traditional media or to contact us to add your voice to the voice of Tucson, TucsonCitizen.com.
Welcome back. Anniversary week on the Buckmaster Show as we push toward our one-year anniversary on June 1st. This portion of the Buckmaster Show is made possible by our friends at Adobe House Antiques, specializing in early 20th century European and American Western art. Adobe House Antiques, located in the beautiful Josias Josler Design Building. It is worth it just to stop by and see this gorgeous building that they've restored, 2700 North Campbell. It's just north of Plaza Liquors. Adobe House Antiques, 325-9439. Well, the private company known as SpaceX made history on Friday by docking of its Dragon capsule to the International Space Station. It's a very impressive feat. And it may really turn routine putting commercial aircraft into space, into this commercial sector. It marked really the first time a business enterprise delivered a supply ship to the space station. Dr. Mark Sykes, the Buckmaster Show contributor on space exploration, joins us now. He's CEO and director of the Planetary Science Institute, which is celebrating its 40th year as a Tucson-based nonprofit engaged in the exploration of the solar system. Dr. Sykes is a very important guy when it comes to NASA's Small Bodies Assessment Group. He chairs that group, and he serves on the Planetary Science Subcommittee on the NASA Advisory Council. And he's a little bit jet-lagged. He's been in Singapore. He's been in Japan. And you've had a really busy travel month, haven't you? You were back in D.C.
Yeah, I was back in D.C., then to Japan for a conference, to Singapore to visit some family, back to D.C. tomorrow. So,
wow. And I know we were looking at your schedule for May because we do want to put you on this program every month. And I think today was about the only work day that you are going to be in Tucson in the entire month of May. What do you think of this SpaceX deal?
I think it's very exciting. I have a private company moving into what has only been the realm of governments in the past. And it really perhaps is the harbinger of things to come. There's many other companies that are planning activities in space, whether it's the habitats up there, other launch vehicle activities, and even PSI with our ATSA suborbital observatory. So this is the vanguard, I think, of many more entrepreneurial activities in space by private companies.
And NASA likes this kind of business, doing this kind of business with SpaceX?
Well, yeah, sure. Because
it's cheap. If
you can offer a cheaper way of getting into space or getting materials up there, then what's not to like?
What can they do for NASA other than make it economical to supply the space station? Are there other things that they can do?
I think that's primarily it. Another possibility might be that they may, on the basis of private initiative, go off and do things that NASA is not planning to do right now. You know, whether it's these space habs that one company is talking about. We have Planetary Resources Incorporated, which is planning on mining asteroids. These are things that are not in the NASA plan right now. And so, maybe these guys are going to take a jump, on the agency in those areas.
And one of the plans for the Planetary Science Institute based here in Tucson, of which Dr. Sykes heads up that prestigious organization, is to use SpaceX to get some observation time in space. It would be using the SpaceX Corporation as
X-Corp.
X-Corp.
Yeah, everybody's got an X in their name.
Oh,
right?
Yes. Oh, they've got an X. That's what confused me.
Yes.
It's X-Corp.
X-Corp out of Mojave.
Yeah. So yes. X-Corp competes with SpaceX in a way? Or?
Not really, because they are shooting for a different market.
Okay.
They're not sending stuff up to the space station. They're right now they're focusing on suborbital flights for doing payload projects on these up and down type things. Ultimately, they plan to go into orbit, but first step is suborbital.
One of the things you were doing in Japan, you were at a conference, and you were talking about, I guess the conference was about asteroids, comets, and meteors. Is that right?
Yes. Every 2 to 3 years, we have this conference where the people studying the little guys in the solar system all get together to talk about the research. And I was talking about one of the many talks there about the Dawn mission, which I'm on, 12 other PSI scientists are involved with. And so we got to see a lot of really interesting work on comets, on Vesta, of course, even zodiacal dust. I saw a figure shown up from a paper of mine in 1988 where a Japanese infrared telescope project was confirming a lot of the observations I made with the using data from the IRAS satellite, which was launched in 83.
After all, you did identify banks of interplanetary dust arising from asteroid collisions. That's kind of one of your specialties, right?
Yes, yes. It's neat to see after all these years other people coming up with new data on
and
that.
And recognizing your work. Yeah,
always a good thing.
Yes. You did have a few moments to visit the Japanese Space Agency outside of Tokyo. What are they up to?
Well, I was there watching the annular eclipse, which was seen in the morning there, but here it was in the, towards sunset.
So it was the morning sun over there.
Yes, yeah. Yes. And was talking with them about their upcoming plans for an asteroid sample return mission, Hayabusa 2, and some other really neat projects that they have in the offing involving solar sails. Solar sails that generate electrical power to power ion engines. So they've got some real innovative technologies that are under development.
How would solar energy be used in space exploration then?
Well,
you say a solar sail. Explain what that is.
Well, solar sails could be used as a propulsion system themselves. I mean, think of a sail on a sailboat,
right?
You know, where the wind pushes the boat along.
Right.
Well, in space, if you have a big lightweight solar sail, it uses the radiation pressure, the pressure from the sunlight to push your spacecraft into space. Now they've added a new wrinkle on this, and that is to make this material out of photovoltaic material, like you see in these solar cells on rooftops, generating power for homes. In this case, it generates power for an engine like the Dawn mission that uses ion drive. And so if you can get your power there, then you don't need to have additional solar panels. You don't need to have a little nuclear reactor on it. It's a very cool technique.
Yeah, it sounds like it could be very promising. Dr. Mark Sykes is with us. He's been a busy man traveling to Asia, to Washington. And when you look at you're going back to Washington again, is this another NASA meeting?
Well, actually, it's to promote the House budget that restored a lot of the money to the planetary NASA's planetary science budget.
Yeah, because there was talk of this being cut 15-20%. I mean,
right,
huge numbers.
Right, yeah.
What have they looked like they're going to settle now on?
Well, this year's budget was $1.5 billion, and the president proposed chopping $300 million off of that, which would have been devastating. The House is offering to put $200 million back in, so that makes things livable, you know, for this next year. So we're hoping that will prevail. The Senate didn't come back as healthily as that. Plus, the House language recognized the need to get back to a more normal cadence of our smaller missions, as opposed to putting our eggs in a Mars sample return bucket, and support for the research programs, which are so important for getting benefit from these missions that we spend a lot of taxpayer dollars to send out.
Planetary Science Institute celebrating its 40th anniversary. And again, for those that don't know about PSI, the website is
www.psi.edu.
Yes, not .org I have repeatedly EDU. Said. It's .edu, yes, because of your goes back to your education roots.
At the time. At the time, it was it seemed the appropriate thing to do before my time.
PSI is an economic engine for this community, isn't it?
It certainly is. We bring in millions of dollars into Tucson, $8.5 million this last year. We've been growing about between 15 and 25% a year for the last 8 years, and continued. Our prospect is for growth right now.
We will be talking to you in June after the transit of Venus.
Yes, that's going to be very exciting, Bill. It'll be the last transit in for more than 100 years, and we're going to be both at Ventana Canyon, where the event is starting at 3 o'clock.
When is it?
On June 5th. And Steve Kortenkamp will be talking about past transit events up at Ventana Canyon. We're also going to be participating in a transit event at the University of Arizona on the mall there. That will also begin about 3 o'clock. And so I recommend that people go to either Ventana or to the U of A to witness this really cool event of Venus moving, crossing in front of the sun and being able to watch that for the last time until 2117, I think.
Wow. And it happens only every 100 years or so?
Well, it's happened more frequently in the past, but this is just – we're just going to have a dry spell now.
Oh, okay. So this is the time to see it or forever hold your peace.
Well, or really get into a good exercise program and stay
healthy.
And live
another 100
years. Live another 105 years.
Mark Sykes, good to see you. Thanks a lot. Safe travels to you.
Thanks, Bill.
Why should you fly out of TIA? Easy. Do the math. First, airfares are extremely competitive, so you won't spend more on your tickets. Second, you'll save at least 4 hours of your precious time, not to mention a bunch of money on gas. Third, covered parking right by the terminal is only $9 a day. And fourth, TIA offers daily nonstop service to many of your favorite destinations. So, what does it all add up to? Easy. Fly TIA. It's the way to go.
Hi, this is Al Zaragoza, the voice of Culligan Water in Southern Arizona. Even the highest efficiency washing machine won't make your laundry soft and bright if you have hard water. It's the same for your dishwasher with spotted glasses. So why not call the Culligan man? Culligan now has a high-efficiency water softener that virtually eliminates hard water problems throughout your entire home. Your laundry is brighter and softer, glasses and shower doors are spot-free, and soaps and detergents last longer. Plus, it saves you up to 46% in water, salt, and energy. So if you're looking for ways to end hard water problems and save money around the house, a Culligan high-efficiency water softener works wonders. In fact, it makes all of your high-efficiency appliances work better and last longer. Thanks to Culligan, 100% satisfaction guarantee, your future, your home, and your laundry are guaranteed to be brighter. Call Culligan Water at 792-9700. 792-9700. Culligan. Better water, pure and simple.
With 275 acres of stunning environment, Innovation Park in Oro Valley is ready for development. Already two of the world's largest pharmaceuticals, Roche's Ventana Medical Systems and Sanofi, are settled in Innovation Park. Innovation Park, a great place to do business in Oro Valley, named one of the 10 best towns for families by Family Circle magazine. Find out more at innovationparkaz.com.
Splendido at Rancho Vistoso in Oro Valley is one of Southern Arizona's crown jewels. You will find that the services and amenities offered at Splendido rival those of a fine resort. But what sets Splendido apart is a continuum of health care that allows for a full life today, knowing tomorrow is secure. As a true continuing care retirement community, Splendido offers priority access to on-site assisted living, skilled nursing, and memory support care if ever needed. Find out more at SplendidoTucson.com.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
Think credit unions don't have the locations or ATM networks that the big banks do? Think again. Pyramid Federal Credit Union offers fee-free ATM access at 120 ATMs in Southern Arizona and 60,000 ATMs throughout the country, plus free shared branch access at credit unions nationwide. And the convenience continues online with free bill pay and 24/7 online banking. So no matter where you are, you're just around the corner from Pyramid Federal Credit Union. What are you waiting for? Open your account today. Pyramid Federal Credit Union. Improve your financial life.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show, and support for this portion of the Buckmaster Show comes from our friends at Splendido at Rancho Vistoso in Oro Valley, a true continuing care retirement community. Find out more at SplendidoTucson.com. Well, the National Endowment for the Arts has approved two grants totaling $65,000 for Tucson Meet Yourself for 2012. Tucson Meet Yourself was recommended for a $30,000 grant to support this year's festival, which is October 12th through the 14th, and a second grant for $35,000 to support statewide projects intended to strengthen folk and traditional arts across the state in collaboration with the Arizona Commission on the Arts. Joining me in studio on the Buckmaster Show, Dr. Mary Bell Alvarez, Tucson Meet Yourself Program Director and folklorist at the UA-based Southwest Center, and the Buckmaster Show contributor on folklore, Dr. James Big Jim Griffith, founder of the UA Southwest Folklore Center, and of course, co-founder of Tucson Meet Yourself. Big Jim is the author, I think it's, is it seven or eight books now, Jim?
I lost track.
So we'll call it seven, on Southern Arizona and Northern Mexico folk arts, tradition, and religious arts. Last year, Big Jim was honored with the 2011 NEA National Heritage Fellow. Mary Bell and Big Jim, thanks for being with us.
Oh, thank you so much for having us.
Wonderful to be here.
Mary Bell, congratulations, and Jim, congratulations on this money that is coming in. Is this a game changer for Tucson Meet Yourself?
Absolutely. We've always done such wonderful work, but to be on the national scene, recognized for that work and supported when the economy has been down, it's been hard to bring in dollars to do the arts and the cultural events in Tucson. The city has cut back a lot in the support they're able to offer. So this comes in at the perfect time and allows us to continue to dream big.
Already the dreams were big. I mean, a couple of years ago you expanded the footprint, right, of Tucson Meet Yourself?
We did. We are now covering about 60 acres, if you can believe it, of downtown Tucson. It's incredible, 100,000 people, and not losing the heart, the authenticity of the cultures that represent themselves, because that's really what it is. People choose to introduce themselves to each other using their food, their traditions, their art, and it's been a wonderful ride, but it costs a lot of money, and we're really grateful for this infusion of cash that comes from the federal government.
Big Jim, it must be very gratifying to you to see the way this festival has grown as it approaches now, let's see, almost 40 years.
We're getting on to 40, and you bet it's gratifying. And a lot of the gratification is due to Maribel's hard work and Maribel's network, national network of people who are impressed by her work.
And she really, to fill not only your literally big shoes of Big Jim Griffith, it had to be the right person is what I'm trying to say, Big Jim.
You bet.
You know where I'm going with this. It had to be somebody that was going to carry on your love, the tradition that you had started, not only with the Southwest Folklore Center, but with Tucson Meet Yourself.
That's true. Now, I did not get the record straight. I did not start the Southwest Folklore Center. It was there. It was had another name. It was called the Southwestern Lore Center. But it was actually started by Francis Gilmore way back in the 50s, and then taken over by Dr. Bird Granger at the University of Arizona English Department, and then when Dr. Granger retired, I took over and called it the Southwest Folklore Center.
The university plays such a role in Tucson Meet Yourself, and this is an exciting moment for us to come back and reconnect and highlight how we are a folk life festival that depends on scholarship. And I'm grateful to the university for allowing me kind of a dream job of being a scholar, a teacher, and at the same time being involved in running a nonprofit organization that adds so much value to the cultural fabric. It's a huge commitment from the university. We never forget that it is that kind of a situation and environment that Jim helped create that is allowing us to move forward in this direction.
Yeah, go ahead, Jim.
Because we are an educational festival. We're not. We're a party, yes, and we're a lot of fun, yes, but public education, to be successful, has got to have a great big sugar coating around that pill and not call itself public education. Hey, let's go down and get educated this weekend. Fat chance.
One of the things with this money, Mary Bell, would be to expand the inventory of all ethnic, tribal, occupation, and folk arts projects. That's a big deal. From Yuma to Phoenix to Flagstaff, so this really brings the whole state
absolutely.
In,
doesn't it? It's been a long time since we've really taken the temperature of what the folk arts and the traditional arts are doing in Arizona as a whole. In rural communities, we have incredible treasures here, not only because we have 22 different tribal nations located, that all of which preserve their own culture and traditions, but we have occupational traditions in mining, in ranching, incredible treasures, and we're happy to be able to be in a position now to send our field workers to Yuma, Flagstaff, anywhere where we can find people doing interesting things and what we folklorists like to call ordinary beauty. Beautiful things that hide in front of you in the most unusual and simple places.
And Big Jim, I saw something, I think it was the newsletter from Tucson Meet Yourself. Were you doing some photographs documenting some of the interesting mailboxes around
you
town?
Bet. Yes.
That was interesting. There's some very interesting ones. Well, tell our listeners
ones.
About that.
Well, all over the West, people, rural people mostly, use mailbox supports to make statements about their relationship to the land, their relationship to work. So you find horseshoes used for mailboxes. There's a couple west of town, wonderful 10-foot-high saguaro cactuses that are made completely out of horseshoes.
Oh, my goodness.
I just emailed a photograph of one to my kids with the caption, "Pray for rain."
Big Jim, can we get a quick story from you? You know I love to hear your stories.
Oh, boy.
Could you do a... how many minutes we've got? Only 2 minutes. Could you do a how hot story? Because we're coming up on that season.
Yeah, the ice has melted in the Santa Cruz River several times, but then it froze back up again. And
We did have a little cool weather.
We've had a real cold snap. But when it really warms up, you can go up to the old Shamrock Dairy area and see those cows lying on their back, giving themselves milk baths. And then you can tell when the snow melts on the north side of the saguaros, you can tell it's getting warm.
There you go. Big Jim Griffith, Mary Bell Alvarez. This is exciting. This festival coming up, we've got 3 days, right, coming up in October?
Yes.
And it's bigger and better. It keeps getting better.
We hope so. We hope we're doing something right.
And the food, of course, is always – was that the – Big Jim, was that kind of – that Tucson Meet Yourself was fondly referred to and still is Tucson Eat Yourself.
That is true.
Yeah. I mean, the food variety is fantastic. What, 65
Absolutely.
Different cultures represented?
And this year we're bringing back our culture kitchen, where we will have home cooks giving demonstrations and talking about their recipes, and farmers bringing all their goodies. It's going to be fun.
And we're talking still, it's still the 3 days. You're keeping it at Friday, Saturday.
Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, October 12th, 13th, and 14th.
Well, congratulations on this infusion. It's always good to get a little money, isn't it, to keep things going there, Big Jim?
It helps. Money has got to go out, so it's nice if it goes in before it goes out.
Big Jim and Mary Bell, thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you so much.
This portion of the Buckmaster Show is brought to you by our friends at Flowers, Rieger & Associates Certified Public Accountants. If you need a CPA, we strongly recommend you visit Michael C. Flowers, 2919 East Broadway, and on the web at flowersrieger.com. That will do it for what kind of, it still feels like kind of a Monday, I think, because of that three-day weekend, but that will do it for the Tuesday edition of the Buckmaster Show. We will be back with you live at 12:04 right here on KVOI AM 1030, Southern Arizona's intelligent voice. Have a great afternoon, and we will see you tomorrow.
KVOI Cortero Tucson and 930 KAPR Douglas, The Voice, Good News Radio Network.